Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2.
Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats, PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below.
And now on with the memes. Number one, Luca Guadagnino is set to direct a new version of American Psycho. Looks like Hollywood has another male anti-hero to destroy. I would normally say it's a shameless cash grab, but it'll probably end up losing money. The original's a masterpiece, and that's why it has to be destroyed. It's about destroying our nostalgia for the past. Then again, Luca doesn't miss with his film, so odds are it's going to be good. But I won't get my hopes up. Moving on, somebody says their politics or whatever makes this punishable by death. Yes, it's creepy, and why is that guy's shirt off? After all, he didn't give birth. But the truth is that surrogacy and artificial wombs are the future of our species, because women don't want to reproduce anymore, in numbers that are high enough to replenish our populations. Odds are that's a baby boy. If they do something unsavory to that kid, then punish them. But don't punish them simply for having a child. If you want to punish anyone, then punish the single mothers raising criminals. Number three, in 1986, a man named Christopher Thomas Knight ran out of gas in Maine, and then retreated into the woods and lived there for 27 years, without any human contact. I guess he went his own way. Why was he handcuffed and in jail clothing, you ask? Because they hate men that walk away from the system. Plus, he was stealing food and propane from cottages in the area so he could survive. If he had found a way to hunt and grow his own food, they still wouldn't have found him. Up next, this woman is wondering how anyone would know she was British. Well, beyond just the accent, that blonde hair, orange makeup, and giant cartoon villain eyebrows kind of give it away. Are the women in Britain trying to look like Donald Trump or something? This specifically seems to be a London thing. It's women like this that made British men want to leave their island home and master the seas. Number five is Chelsea Handler, and she says she's a threat to straight men because she's child-free and single. No doubt as she seems very argumentative and combative. I'm glad she's single and not married. It means that she saved some poor soul the humiliation of getting divorced and losing half his stuff to her and possibly even the kids. I don't know who this is, nor do I even care to look her up. Moving on, the WNBA will lose $40 million this season, and its NBA investors are growing impatient. I can't believe anyone would invest in this joke. Hear me out though, as I have a plan to save the WNBA. We get women that are only tens to wear bikinis and play basketball. They don't even have to play it all that well. The stands will fill up fast with simps with season tickets. Also, by investors, the article means subsidizers, because there's no way that this will ever be profitable. Number seven, maturing as a man is realizing that Rose was the real villain in Titanic, and that she was a 304, an ungrateful one at that, as her fiancé saved her from poverty, and yet she still went to the streets instead. The story isn't believable because she abandoned her mother. Her mother would have died poor and alone with no grandkids. Women don't like their mothers, but they don't exactly abandon them either. On her deathbed, she thought more about some homeless dude that banged her for 2 days than her husband and children. Up next, the next time a woman needs CPR, let the woman die. Because according to Titania, it's never okay for men to give CPR to an unconscious woman. She says that resuscitation is just a fancy word for grape. Apparently this is a parody account though, but you never know these days what a woman will do. But men actually are avoiding giving women CPR because they're afraid to touch women's breasts, because if she survives she might sue them. Number 9, if you're a woman and this lady walks up to you and grabs your man and says, he's hers now, what would you do? Most women would wet their panties, but I'm not sure if that would be in a good way or a bad way. But if you're the man, you better hope your wife has a concealed carry license. She'd be saving your life if she did. If not, you better have Diddy send you some baby oil for your behind, because she looks like she's going to top you. Moving on, if anyone wonders why Donald Trump is making French fries at McDonald's, it's probably because an ex-McDonald's chef says Trump has no idea how difficult it is to be a French fry cook. But when there are alarms and others involved, you aren't a chef. You're just a grunt like the rest of the crew. Before Trump even did the French fry photo shoot, people were making images like this in AI. Whoever got him to do the photo shoot was a genius, because I didn't realize it was real and not AI. Number 11, Valentina says that men are supposed to be masculine and not sensitive. And she shows us an example of what men shouldn't be with Justin Trudeau going out to watch the Barbie movie with his son. By the looks of his son, it looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger banged Trudeau's wife. But he needs to get out of that pink shirt and go pump some iron. I call this the fruitification of Canada. Why would a couple of straight guys go see the Barbie movie together and tell everybody about it? If they went with a girlfriend or wife, that would be okay. But not two guys in pink shirts. Up next, what do you notice about the differences between Kamala's stepdaughter and Trump's granddaughter? One looks masculine and deranged and the other does not. Both think they deserve the top 5% man. So from that standpoint, there is no difference. Looks like Kamala and that kid's father did a number on that child. I guarantee that some Diddy lines were crossed there. This is what you look like when you're raised by Kamala. Number 13 is the creepiest thing I've seen all day. Is that Kamala Harris of the Barbie movie sequel? Basically Jarby. Or is it just Jar Jar's sister? Gluck Gluck Stanks. Misa, love you long time. But seriously, I never thought in my wildest dream that trans surgery could go this far. You know that someone out there would actually do this if it was possible. Moving on is this Japanese boyfriend who dated 35 women and told each one he had a different birthday, so he could regularly receive gifts, is actually arrested for fraud in Japan. He told the women he wanted a serious relationship when he was just using all of them. The women banded together and reported him to the popo. I wonder how they found out about each other. Women date 35 guys over a couple months to get free dinners. I don't see how this is any different. And most, he's a serial cheater. Number 15, meet the hero, Jean-Baptiste Kempf. He turned down tens of millions of dollars from people wanting to advertise through his ad-free VLC player. I trust him more than I do the government and corporations out there. We also have to thank him for the extra 100% of volume built into the player. No one else has done that. If VLC says a video cannot be played, not even the CIA can play it. This man's a humanitarian and has genuinely made my life a lot better. Up next, if there was ever any doubt in your mind that Rosie O'Donnell is a terrible mother, then look no further than her daughter being arrested for child neglect after her baby was found near a meth pipe. By the looks of her face, it seems that it belongs to Rosie's daughter. This is what it's more likely to happen when you're raised by a mother and no father. But to be fair, if my mother was Rosie O'Donnell, I'd be addicted to drugs as well. Number 17, a U.S. startup company called Heliospect offers services where they sequence the genomes of up to 100 embryos for $50,000. This is what I plan on using in 5 years to have children. I hope to have some of the world's first Gattaca babies. This is already happening with Malcolm and Simone Collins selecting genetic traits for their children. The most important genes for me to pass along are my creativity genes. IQ is just processing speed. You still need creativity to be innovative. Moving on, this woman from South Africa is pissed off because when she got divorced, everything the man owned was in his father's name. So they ended up sharing her assets. Don't hate the player. Hate the game. Finally, men are turning things against gold diggers. Yet nothing stops her from taking to social media to try and shame him so he's forced to pay her something or try and ruin his relationship with other people. Number 19, would you just look at the size of those pumpkins? I think she stuffed two of them into her bra. I like to get a taste of her pumpkin pie, if you know what I mean. Looks to me like she has a bright future ahead of her in sales. She knows exactly what she's doing holding up those pumpkins. She better enjoy them because in another 10 or 20 years they'll look like drooping torpedo-shaped watermelons, pointing to the floor as if they're looking for quarters. Up next, here's another mother that messed up her son, and she's even a friend of Rosie O'Donnell. There's her adopted son 16 years later. Looks like he would have been better off being a child soldier for Kony. This is more proof that rabid leftists destroy their kids. Maybe it's not so bad because she turned him into Ruby Rod from The Fifth Element. Another white woman destroying another brother. Looks to me like she destroyed two of them. Number 21, meet Amelia. She believes that being an Only Fools creator earning $200,000 a year means that she should be getting the same respect as a doctor. Yes, because showing your naughty bits is just as hard is 8 years of medical school and 2 years of residency, right? But after the coup, most people probably respect OF models more than doctors, because at least she's not ending people for money. Moving on, South Korea is on the brink of extinction, unless it embraces immigration. If the birth rate doesn't increase, then depopulation would exceed that of Europe during the Black Death. But isn't mass immigration just extinction in disguise? It's better for them to accept their population is declining and then try and keep their culture intact. In the long run, mass immigration will doom your people for short-term economic prosperity. Unless they import freeloaders, then things will crash even faster. Number 23, the modern slaves are not in chains. They're in debt. Truer words have never been spoken. These days with inflation, you're just working for basic survival, which is the new American dream, to not be homeless. When food and shelter cost more than your entire salary, then it's impossible not to get into debt just for that basic survival. At this point, it's all a big game, and we're all being played. Up next, a webcam model accidentally shot herself in her twat pocket while filming a clip for fans. I really hope that bullet was lubed up. I guess more girls than ever like it rough, dangerous, and on the edge. We should all be asking the question, was she on birth control because she doesn't want to give birth to a baby Glock? Regardless, I think this is the worst case of vaginal discharge that I've ever heard of. Number 25 and the last one, here's the difference between men then and men now. Looks to me like WW3 is going to be fabulous. Can you just imagine how bad it would have to be if the weaklings on the right were forced to storm Normandy? Most would try and surrender on the beach the moment they got there, only to be mowed down. Weak men create hard times. Things are about to get real bad. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.